The stories of the seven areas in the first story in Genesis. If you do not have a copy of the graphic of the seven areas, go to biblicalheritage.org and then click on the wisdom page. You will find it there. Before Elohim began creating. Before anything was created or made, three areas existed. The highest level is called Area 1. The breath of Elohim and darkness are located there. Below Area 1 is the surface of the deep shoreless water. It is Area 2. And below it is Area 3, the deep shoreless water. At the bottom of Area 3 is a formless shapeless substance. Therefore, we now know that four things existed before anything was created or made: Elohim and his breath, darkness, surface of the deep shoreless water, and the formless shapeless substance at the bottom. The creation of the new areas. Elohim made a solid dome-like structure in the midst of Area 3. It divided Area 3 into two separate bodies of water, the body of water above and the body of water below Area 4. Elohim named the solid dome-like structure skies. Elohim spoke to the body of water below the skies, Area 4, and told it to gather in one place. The body of water did it and the place it gathered became Area 6. Elohim named Area 6 seas. Two new areas were created in the space the waters had moved away from. They are Area 5, an open space, and Area 7. Area 7 is what was previously called the formless shapeless substance at the bottom of the deep water. Elohim named Area 7 Earth. The occupants of the seven areas. The occupants of Area 1 are Elohim, darkness, and the light of life. There are no occupants in Area 2. There are no occupants in Area 3. The occupants of Area 4 are the greater light, the lesser light, and the stars. The occupants of Area 5 are the winged creatures that fly beneath the skies and above the earth. The occupants of Area 6 are the large water creatures and smaller water creatures. The occupants of Area 7 are the large animals, smaller animals, wild animals, and humans. Elohim looked at everything he had created and made, and what he saw was Tov. How did this story compare with how you understood the first story in Genesis before? Did you visualize the earth as something located at the bottom of a deep shoreless water, or the skies as a solid dome-like barrier? Did you notice the distance between Elohim and humans? Being familiar with the order of the creation of the seven areas, the things that occupy each area, and how each of them function will allow you to more accurately understand Bible stories. We are committed to increasing Bible literacy by teaching people how to use BHC guidelines, models, and exploring skills. This exploration is available 24 hours a day on the Biblical Heritage website. New explorations are being added regularly. You can access them on your phone and explore them anywhere with others. Go to biblicalheritage.org and then click on the Wisdom page. While you are visiting the BHC website, subscribe to our free educational emails list. If you would like to donate and help fund our work, click on Donate. Thank you for exploring with me. Shalom. Jim Myers, President of the Biblical Heritage Center, Inc.